My name is Joshua Gonsalves. I am a third-year apprentice, and I attend Voc-Tech.
I'm Sophia Bibares. I'm a third-year apprentice, and I attend New Bedford High School.
Hi, my name is Cindy Duran-Ayala. I am a senior at Global Learning Charter Public School.
Hello, my name is Kelton Souza. I'm also a third-year apprentice, and I go to Bishop Stang High School.
So my first summer was very awkward at first. I was the only one from charter, and so I didn't have someone to cling on to like most of us did because we went to similar schools. So I was very quickly put into a situation where I had to bond with other people. And I think the first person I bonded to was Alex, who graduated from the program already.
The first summer was it was very chill, very fun. It was also very intimidating. The only person I knew coming into the program was my brother for life, Josh.
I love you too, Kelton.
We went on a lot of trips, which was fun. We went into the woods and swung from ropes.
the ropes course?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really fun. That was really cool.
That was scary.
Yeah. I mean, the low ropes one that we did the first year, that was all right. But then
when we climbed the tree.
Yeah, when we climbed the tree. Actually, that scared the life out of me.
That was super fun.
That was scary.
I've never been on a high
one. Yo, Darlene was scared. Remember Juelson?
Oh, Juelson wouldn't go up.
He was so scared.
I've never been on the high. As soon as they were like, we're doing the high ropes. And I was like, haha, nope.
So, what about, museum events, like the gala?
The gala?
The gala!
It's gala, not gala.
The gala.
No, it's not the gala, it's the gala. Gala.
It's the gala.
It's the gala. It was fun.
I love the gala because I get to drink Shirley Temples.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I feel so sad because I was out of town the last one. And so I only went the first 2 years, and the third year I couldn't go.
So what does being an apprentice mean to you?
I feel like it's being part of this family. We've adopted one another. We have bonded. We have created a space within ourselves that we can laugh, we can cry, we can argue.
I don't cry.
Because you're a man. Yeah, sure. No, we've seen you cry before.
I haven't cried since I came out the womb.
Okay. No, but we've shared our vulnerabilities and we've all grown from it. Like when I first walked in, I was shy, I was awkward. I wouldn't have been able to sit here now talking to three people right in front of me talking about
same here. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I wouldn't be able to.
And I'm less scared of giving speeches and introducing myself to people and being like, hey, I need this now, and advocate for myself.
How did that poetry thing go?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I want 50 books.
Oh, nice.
Let's go. Let's get it.
First coming into the program, being an apprentice didn't really mean much to me, but,
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Thanks, Kelton. But now after over the past 3 years, being an apprentice is a significant title to me. Some aspects. I've definitely have bonded with everyone here, and I feel like the being in the apprenticeship program has taught me a lot of things, especially to work hard and to be involved with the community and to give back. So it means a lot to me.
Yeah, I'm proud to tell people I'm an apprentice. Writing it on college admissions and scholarship. Scholarship applications. It's really nice to tell people that you're an apprentice at the New Bedford Whaling Museum.
I don't know. I just really feel like I'm part of a family because in the beginning, freshman and sophomore year, I was a really awkward kid, really down on myself. But now I can publicly speak way better. I can just engage with everyone around me, even with even after now that I've been in this program, I like see the way I interact with my friends mm-hmm. on a daily basis, and it's just, I don't know, it's just, you know, way better. And I, with this program, I really feel like I'm a part of something, because without this program, I'd probably still either be some weird, socially awkward kid, or just someone who just is just absolutely lost and doesn't know what to do. So if anything, being an apprentice gives you, or to me at least, gives me purpose.
That's facts.
I feel like I wouldn't be where I am now if I wasn't an apprentice.
Oh yeah, I second that.
Because like, it's given me so much help with college, with home life, with everything. I probably wouldn't have had as an easy time in filling up my FAFSA if it weren't for them.
I wouldn't even know the FAFSA existed without this.
And big facts.
And the program, and like, it's kind of hard to let it all go.
Every one of us has a lot of great qualities, and you know, we're unique, and I've really bonded with everyone here.
Going to the apprentice program, you know, you see all these people who, from like different backgrounds, with different talents. Josh, show us your beatboxing skills, right? Just a sample.
No, I'm not.
Well, Josh just won the talent show for his beatboxing, so obviously he's amazing. And also another apprentice, he sings and plays the guitar.
Oh yeah, my boy Zach.
Yeah, so we all got like different talents, which is pretty cool. And I don't know, it's like, there's not a lot of apprentices, so it's easy to talk to each other.
It makes it more special.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, I feel the same thing, and like I've said before, this literally like feels like a family to mm-hmm. me. Like when we became second apprentices and the new wave of new apprentices came in, Zach, I immediately became friends with him, and then I found out he sings, plays the ukulele. You know, we...
What's a ukulele?
A ukulele. Yeah, no, I can't speak right now. But, yeah, we had, like, you know, jam sessions where I beatbox, and he plays the ukulele, and we kind of just... I don't know, we just have fun, we talk. And even with the new apprentices this year, you know, it's, you know, that same type of, you know, family, brother, sister type relationship, and I really like that. I don't know what I would change about this. Actually, I don't even think I would change anything, to be honest. I mean,
yeah.
I would build a loft in the apprentice lab.
You've been talking about that loft forever.
I think, you know, we have our own room, the apprentice lab, and it's a cool space, but like, we needed to make it like Google or something. We need slides, yeah. We need candy.
Oh yeah, no. He's just asking for too much. And by the way, if you replace that area up there with the loft, you'd pretty much be removing the AC unit.
So, we're chilling.
Oh yeah, we're chilling.
We're
chilling with
the AC.
Okay, so I'm gonna be real sentimental about this because it's me we're talking about. So I feel like I learned a lot of information through other people the most, because like, from Josh, I learned to have fun and relax.
Yes, you did.
From Kelton, I learned how to paint like Bob Ross.
That's nice.
We paint rocks out here.
Yeah, and the values of painting rocks and getting better. From Sophia, I feel like the extent in how far kindness can go.
Aw, I know, it's so bad sometimes.
we're working on making you evil. It's okay. And then, like, even just from, like, the staff within the museum now, from Christina, she's really been, like, not like a parental figure, but kind of.
Yes, yeah. Definitely a parental figure.
Yeah.
She's like that fun aunt.
Wait, Christina?
Christina.
Yeah. Honestly, out of everyone I've, like, met in my life, Christina is, like, the best and the most helpful, you know, because she's just, like you said, she's kind of like that, you know, aunt, you know, figure. She's just lit, you know. Everything she does, she just makes everything fun. We do like games all the time, you know. Even when we're doing events, she just makes everything like fun. Like, she just makes the vibe just lit, you know what I mean?
So graduation is in a couple more weeks.
Oh, it's exciting. Oh, my God. Already?
Can't wait.
I'm just nervous to give that speech because...
Oh, yeah.
We gotta write speeches. I forgot about that.
I am the most emotional person in this
Sydney
program.
Sydney is going to cry.
I will 100%
probably me, too.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, like, I've gotten so used to coming here. And I've gotten so used to entering the lab and seeing Sophia, Josh, and most of the time, Kelton. Some of the time, Kelton.